Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up hot and fresh by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM The Fan Studio. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Usen over there. Other side of the glass, being joined now by our NFL draft analyst at ProFootballNetwork.com. He is Ian Cummings. Follow him on Twitter at IC_draft. Ian, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. We're, I think, less than 3 weeks away from the NFL draft, so we're right on the home stretch here. The anticipation is building, and it's going to be really exciting to see what all 32 teams do, but especially for the Packers. I mean, right on the cusp of, you know, staying within NFC contention. It's a tough conference for sure, but I think another strong draft that can stay in it.
With the draft in our backyard in Green Bay, if you think you're anticipating it, you should imagine what the buzz is like here in the state of Wisconsin at this point as we finally get a draft in Green Bay. So looking forward to doing that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Pro Football Network, and then we're going to get into a mock draft for the Green Bay Packers. People can go on ProFootballNetwork.com and essentially kind of for free go on and do as many mock drafts as they want to do at this point, right?
Yeah. So it's all free. It's our simulator that we're updating. You know, we do updates every week. We're looking at the rankings. And by the way, it's an open feedback channel. So like you said, at IC_draft, if you have any, you know, suggestions on rankings, if you think a player is too low or too high, you know, we always take user feedback into account. So you can hit me up on Twitter for that. But it's all free. You know, there's trade features, there's future picks and stuff like that. And there's analysis for each prospect in there that you can check out, see who's the best fit for your team. A lot of cool features, but, you know, the work doesn't stop here. Next cycle, we're going to keep finding ways that we can level up the tool. But as it stands, it's a great tool for, you know, thinking on different outcomes, you know, trying to test different probabilities. And I use it myself just to kind of see how the board is looking too. So it's a lot of fun to use, but a lot of fun to see how we can make it even better.
The other thing I think that separates you all is you and a group of friends can all do a mock draft together. So if you're a Packers fan, you're friends with the Bears fans, Lions fans, Vikings fans, you all can get in a mock draft simulator together and make picks for your team, make trades with each other, the whole deal.
Yeah, there's a multi-user feature, which is a ton of fun. You can go on there with just other fans of other teams and, you know, be your GM, you know, kind of a user and immersive situation. And that's a lot of fun, too, because, like, users can present trade options to you and you can decide if you want to accept or decline or counter. You know, I think the way that makes it more immersive is a whole lot of fun, too. And if you have a bunch of friends who are kind of into the same teams, right, you can all choose different teams and have kind of a more localized group mock, too. So it's that's a really fun part of it as well, whether you want to do a multi-user or a solo user. It's one of those tools that allows you to project different outcomes in different scenarios.
It's our Green and Gold update brought to you and powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy C. Sparky Fiverr with you, along with Ian Cummings, NFL draft analyst at Pro Football Network. All right, Ian, so earlier today on Twitter, you said, all right, give me a team, give me some weaknesses, and I'll throw together a mock draft for y'all for your team. So I said, well, that looks like fun. We should do something like this for the Green Bay Packers, too. And everybody's got different ideas of, you know, where the Packers should go. I saw a mock draft the other day, and the Packers take a wide receiver not till day three of the draft, and they went with different positions in front of that wide receiver position. So I'm anxious to see how this all plays out for the Packers as you're doing this, essentially as we're talking, this live mock draft simulation for the Packers using Pro Football Network. So let's get to it, Ian Cummings.
Yes, sir. Let's get right into it. So what's going to happen for those of you listening, I'm going to fire up the PFN MDS here, and I'm just going to press the solo draft button, and my draft is the command center, so I'll get to the Packers pick, and then I'll discuss some of my top options. Sparky, real quick, though, from your solo perspective, your individual perspective, what are you preferring in round one for the Packers? Just you personally.
I think realistically, I think edge rusher makes a lot of sense. I think defensive tackle makes a lot of sense. I think offensive tackle makes a lot of sense because they've got contract situations coming up here, right? They're going to have to pay Zach Tom at right tackle, providing he stays there. Elgton Jenkins is going from guard to center with the assigning of Banks from the 49ers. And then Rashid Walker is up after this year, and they've come out and said that Jordan Morgan, last year's number one pick that barely played, is going to compete with Rashid Walker for left tackle at this moment in time, which then would leave open guard if they decide to go that way. If Morgan doesn't win that battle, he stays at right guard, and then what do you do at left tackle going forward? And then, of course, people want wide receiver. I'm not as high on that just because I don't think there is that true dominant one like people want to see, and that huge upgrade over what the Packers already have, you know, unless you're willing to go up to try and go get somebody. But even then, right, is there a Randy Moss in this draft? Is there a T.O.? Is there somebody like that, or Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase? I don't know if those guys exist in this draft class, Ian.
Yeah, you know, I think the only one that would grade kind of near that range for me is Travis Hunter. And I think for the Packers, you're probably not going to be able to get in range to get him. I mean, most projections have him being a top three pick, either to the Giants or the Browns. Those seem to be the top two. So you have to give up a massive haul. And for the guys that might be there at your pick in the early 20s, you know, maybe Tedero McMillan slides. And if he did slide, like, that'd be a solid fit. But at the same time, like, you know, I feel like the tried and true, the question for the Packers, like you said, is do you want future security and stability in the trenches on either side of the ball, or do you want to try and get a playmaker, either at receiver, or I don't know if the Jair Alexander situation has progressed at all, but maybe, you know, future at corner.
Still under contract, right? That's the other thing, right? And we've talked about that, Ian, which is, do they take Jair Alexander, attach him to 23, and then how far up does that get you in the draft to take somebody else?
Yeah, that would be a bold move, but I mean, hey, we've seen those types of things happen before. Usually on day two is when the player trades start coming in, but I mean, you never know. You know, it's never out of the question for a guy who's as talented as he is when he's healthy. Like, I would expect him to be in heavy demand once they really start opening the phone lines. And you know, the big thing with corner is that where the Packers are sitting at right now in the class, I think corner is probably one of the best value positions where they're at right now. I think you could have at least three or four guys that you could potentially consider at that value, and you can still get pretty solid production from them. You know, other positions like edge, maybe trickling down a little bit, but even there's going to be good value. So, you know, we're talking about all the outcomes. Let's just get right into the mock draft. I'll press play here, and then we can see what options are available, and we can start talking through.
That works. Ian Cummings, again, NFL draft analyst for ProFootballNetwork.com, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy Sparky with you. All right, so what are we talking about being available there for the Packers at 23?
Yep, so simming to 23, and you know, by the way, when you're using MDS, you'll have computer trade offers presented your way as well, so you can choose to accept or decline those.
I do it I do it every night before I go to sleep. Every single night, I'm on your website doing it, yes.
I mean, yeah, me too. It's one of those things, like, my personal philosophy, if I were a GM, is just get as many picks as you can, right? So I could trade back like a billion times and get like a million picks. But, you know, at the same time, you want to, you know, maintain a facade of realism a little bit, right? So we're going to maintain self-restraint here. We're not going to trade down. We're just going to stay right at 23. And on my sim right here, I've got a few players that are standing out to me. Mykal Williams just went off the board, but I know, you know, at the edge position, that's the key with Green Bay, is at the edge position in this class, you have a lot of high upside guys like Mykal Williams, like Shamar Stewart, who have a lot of that potential, but they're very relatively raw as individual pass rushers. And seeing what happened with Lucas Van Ness, still hasn't really developed after 2 years. You know, that's something that Green Bay might be a little weary to test again, right? So at the edge position right now, 23, we've got Nick Scorton from Texas A&M, who's a pretty solid player, not as athletic as Shamar Stewart, but really good finesse for his 6'3", 260-pound frame. James Pierce Jr. could be a player that you take a risk on. There have been some whispers about character concerns, kind of coachability with him, and he's a little underweight for run defense, setting the point. So there are some concerns about that. Donovan Ezeraku is the other one.
That's the guy with Boston College that everybody is attaching to the Packers because of Jeff Hafley coming from Boston College.
Yep, exactly. The connection is there. And, you know, Ezeraku, you know, character reports are really positive with him. And I think not just that, but the ability to build a pass rush arsenal. Like, he's a technician. He legitimately is. And I think, you know, anyone can speak to his skill set, not just that, but his mentality.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Jeff Hafley, you know, few people can speak to it more than Jeff Hafley in the NFL, right? The big thing with him, though, is that you look at the type of edge rusher that Gutekunst has traditionally preferred, right? Bigger bodied athletic guys. Ezeraku is under 250 pounds. I think he weighed in a little over 250. I think it was either the Senior Bowl or the Combine. But, you know, his playing weight is not going to be much more than that. And then 6'2", you know, he's got over 34 inch arms, but he is a little bit lighter, a little bit leaner at the point of attack. And I think he's going to be more of a finesse guy overall. So it's like, how far do you take that? He also doesn't have elite explosiveness for that build. So it's tricky, but I think those are your top options at the edge position. Defensive tackle, you could go Walter Nolan, you could go Tyleek Williams, you could go Kenneth Grant if you wanted a nose tackle. My preference for Green Bay is Tyleek Williams because I think he can play one tech or three tech or even go outside to 4i and 5. I think he's the most versatile of the bunch, and he's my DT too, so he's pretty high on my board. I love the athleticism, how strong he is at the point in run defense, but you can use him on stunts too. He can play four man or you can play even man or odd man fronts and just give you that kind of role flexibility. So a really fun player there. And then a corner, you got Jedi Barron could be there from Texas.
It's love kind him.
He's a phenomenal player. I think the biggest thing for him is coming to Hafley's scheme where they tend to play a little bit more man coverage on the boundary, you know, four man, you know, just kind of suffocate releases. He's definitely more oriented for zone coverage, so it would be an adjustment for him. But if you're willing to, you know, I think the reports have been saying that Nate Hobbs could play outside, right? So if you want to use Jedi Barron as kind of that flex between the boundary and the slot, that could be a really good option because he has the physicality that you want for a nickel. But even outside of that, there are three corners that are graded for me in my top 25, all of them. Savon Revell from East Carolina, Trey Amos from Ole Miss, and Azariah Thomas from Florida State. Love all of those guys. I think for Thomas in particular, he gives me Martin Emerson Jr. vibes, kind of a corner. He's longer. He's physical. He doesn't have elite long speed. He's really fluid, really agile, and he's got that controlling physicality and man coverage that you really want. Savon Revel is the elite size speed player, and then Trey Amos is just a really well-versed man zone corner who's got fluidity, quickness, ball skills. Reminds me a little bit of AJ Terrell. So again, a really good player, in my opinion. So, you know, if you want to do corner, you could. But I like the value that you could get in round two at corner and edge as well. And I think wide receiver could be one that we wait on, because looking at what the board is offering right now, we got Emeka Egbuka, we've got Luther Burden. I'm a big fan of Egbuka in particular, but I do think for the Packers in this sim, we'll stick on the defensive side of the ball. My choice here would probably be Tyleek Williams. He's one of my highest rated players here, and I think what you want on the interior line, I think he gives you that. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Aleem McNeil, who's given the Packers fits from the Lions as he's developed into a star. Really, really solid player, 6'3", 320, but he's explosive, he's fluid, he's strong at the point. Just a lot of those traits that really stand out to me. So I would go Tyleek Williams. Do you have any counter arguments here?
No, I don't have counter arguments necessarily. It's going to be hard to really irritate me, to be honest with you, in this draft. I guess for me, it's Georgia and the luck that they have or haven't had necessarily. If they take a defender from Georgia, I'm going to be like, ugh, okay, here we go again. I hope this works out better than you know, Wyatt and Quay Walker did. Now, Bullard had his moments last year where he played well in the slot. When they moved him back to safety, it was a disaster. I would assume he's going to stay there, because it sounds like Hobbs, who they got from the Raiders, it sounds like they want to play him on the outside at corner. So that would then mean that Keyshawn Nixon and Hobbs are on the outside. And then Valentine is that other corner to go along with it. So cornerback number four, maybe. And that's all assuming, like we talked about earlier, that they trade Jair Alexander. Talking with Ian Cummings, NFL draft analyst at Pro Football Network. All right, let's get to rounds two and rounds three here before we wrap it up.
Yep, so round two, looking at the board and what we have, we're going to reject these trade offers. And some of the top players at the position, Landon Jackson from Arkansas, I think could be a really good fit for Green Bay if they wanted to go edge in round two. Because, again, he's one of those guys who's a four-man defensive end, really explosive player. He had over a 40-inch vertical at around 6'5" and change, 270 pounds, near 34-inch arms. So really big dude who's explosive, who's fluid, and has a working pass rush arsenal for you too. So actually, I think, you know, the traditional profile that Goody has preferred is that bigger, more athletic guy. But I think there's a case to make that Landon Jackson as a pass rusher is more refined than a guy like Van Ness or a guy like Stewart, guys who went at least a round higher than him, right? So that's the first name that stands out to me at this mock. And I'm going to take Landon Jackson here just for purposes of efficiency. But some other options in round two that could spark their interest. Jalen Royals, wide receiver from Utah State. I'm a big fan of this guy. He's actually going to probably be a top 35, top 40 player for me. Versatile between the X and the Y. He's kind of a movement Z type. He's got the rack ability. He's got the ability to go up the seam and make tough catches. And then he's a really good route runner too. Fluid, explosive. So one of my favorites. But for me personally, if you're Green Bay, you know, and Landon Jackson isn't the only option here. Princely Umanmielen, Oluwafemi Oladeo, Braden Swinson. The round two was kind of a gold mine for edge rushers in this class, assuming so, one of them doesn't make a round one ascent.
This is the thing with the Packers. It's all about simply the relative athletic score. And you pretty much have to be over 90 guaranteed to have any chance of them even looking at you more times than not. So anybody the Packers take is going to have to fit that mold. Because if somebody doesn't have a great RAS score, more than likely they're moving on. And that's why that Shamar Stewart pick makes all the sense in the world, because he's an absolute freak.
Exactly. Yep. Like, that's kind of the prerequisite for Goody Packers teams. And that's why you look at a guy like Tyleek Williams, right? 6'3", 320, and he was on pace to run a 4.9 40-yard dash. He injured himself later in the dash. He was good. He was all good. He was recovered. But, you know, I think 90th percentile 10-yard split. Landon Jackson, 6'5", 270, 40-inch vertical. Like, these are freaks, right? So we're considering those athletes, and I think Jackson would make a ton of sense here. But also, if a guy like Azariah Thomas was to fall in round two, I don't think he will. But if he was, I think he's athletic enough with the length and the man coverage. He can make sense too. But I'm going to go Landon Jackson here.
There he is, Ian Cummings, with round one, round two, and now lastly, round three. Where do we go in round three? We're done good on the defensive side of the ball. What's to be left for the Packers to round up day two?
Yes, sir. So we've gotten some defenders. I think, you know, like you said, we got to transition to the offensive side of the ball. I'm looking either at wide receiver or potentially offensive linemen. If there's a versatile, high upside guy who you could get on the offensive line to improve the depth and get some tackle guard versatility, potential starting upside down the line. One name that does stand out to me here, Charles Grant from William & Mary, offensive lineman. If you wanted to go in the trenches, he is a very good athlete on tape. He's very explosive. You can see him make those three-tech reach blocks, flipping his hips, you know, adjusting alignments, using that explosiveness. But 6'5", 310 pounds, near 35-inch arms. He's physical. He's big. He's long. And if he anchors on you, it's really tough to get outside of. So Charles Grant could be an option here. But looking at wide receiver, there's one guy that really stands out to me as a pretty good Packers fit, and that's Torrey Horton, Colorado State. Torrey Horton, you know, you think about what the Packers like in their receivers, explosiveness, agility. The RAS score is obviously a very important thing. Torrey Horton, 6'2", 6'3", ran a 4.4, so he's got the explosion, the vertical speed. He's got really good catching instincts, but he's versatile. You can use him in different ways. So I'm going to go with Torrey Horton here. I think he's a phenomenal fit for what the Packers want, but he has the versatility where they don't need to kind of have a workaround to get him into the offense, right? You can keep using Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Dontayvion Wicks the way that you want to, but also integrate Torrey Horton as that chain mover, that vertical threat, and also scheme him some rack targets over the middle of the field. One of my favorite receivers in this class will probably be a top 75 player for me. Getting him here at 87, phenomenal pick. And then looking back at our three picks, Tyreek Williams, Landon Jackson, Torrey Horton. If I was a Packers fan, I would be over the moon for this three-pick stretch.
He is Ian Cummings, Pro Football Network, NFL Draft Analyst. Again, ProFootballNetwork.com, just awesome mock draft simulator. You can do it with your buddies. You can do it with complete strangers, whatever the case may be. Also, follow Ian on Twitter. Any questions you may have, he's always good at getting back to people on social media at IC_draft. Again, at IC_draft. Ian, as always, thanks so much for coming out, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Sparky. Thank you for having me.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.